the food stuff used to come in the whole bulk of the animals. It was like a pig, half a pig, and 1/4 of a beef, whatever that is. And sometimes when it goes bad, in summertime especially, when it happens to go bad and stale, all these things will be thrown into the dump, pile after pile, if they think it's no good to eat. And that's what the ladies grab, because we can keep the meat for about a week, us outside, and we can still eat it. And they think this was just the manna from heaven. And they went and grabbed those things when that happens. And many other things. But they enjoy eating those things only once in a while. But we eat every day, us people who work. We eat eggs and bacon and everything. And that's why I said we get fat. And then we turn lazy after 10 years. So many other things changes along that. Like I told you about, a woman's were naturally were curious about strange skinned men, and they wanted to have experience in sex with them. So the young girls sort of just couldn't hold them. They run across the village and have fun, you call it, or maybe the white men had a good time. And then, and after that, some of them got babies from it, you know. As I told you before, there were quite a few had babies from that camp. And then the population increases in a mixed blood. Then the community became the, you know, the members of the purity of the culture was now diluted by this thing. Diluted is the word that I want to use, not to say destroyed. Actually, that exactly was that. Now it was physically destroyed. It has been spiritually destroyed the last 100 years. But now it was physically destroyed because the women are not more eager to help as a partners in the bush. The men are lazier. So that's what caused that 10-year period of the camp. And then after that, it just continued to deteriorate, and people wanted to be more like a white man after that. The new people who grew up in Winnisca after 1970, or thereabouts, 55 to 60, people who grew up there at that time, they were never saw the hunting and trapping. They never saw those young people. Anyone that born after that didn't see none of the traditional cultural activities that I saw. They didn't see it. They didn't experience it. They didn't know it. And they're the ones that are now 35 years old. 35 to 40. They are now there. They're 40 years old, maybe, like my brother Joe. We managed to teach him a little bit of trapping, you know, after the main activity of the construction of the camp. In 1955 and then on, we usually go up yet to go trapping. And Joe learned a little bit of that, but my younger brother, Alec, did not. But he did come back once in a while and practice a little bit of hunting mostly. So from then on, it is the changes that you see today, that we are now. Now, going back to the old ways, from before that time, this is the way that I usually briefly introduce my history, is that, you know, before the European people were, even our elders say that. Our elders, David Sutton, says that on a tape, you could hear him, I have the tape somewhere. He says, our elders, our forefathers, before the European, they were literally more like animals. That's what he says. That's what he says. I mean, it's just like animals. They move from one place to the other in seasonal changes. They follow the fish to meet the fish there at the proper time. They go up the river to meet the fish that will go up there, and also to settle for the winter. And also to find a place where they could find catch a fish to store and all that stuff. And this is what he was saying. So that's the thing they did before that. And one of the reasons they did that before the Europeans is that they didn't have that much clothes. They didn't have much clothes, not like the way we have today. They barely have covered their body with the material they get, like a rabbit skin coats, which is the best. And some of them had the moose hide, and some of them has caribou hides, and those small animal hides. They use it as their clothing. So they didn't have plenty. So they have to more like hibernate, more like in winter. They have to make a moss house And then they keep their children there because the children doesn't have dress to go outside. So that's where they keep the children in that mouse house all winter, cold winter.